Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, with the festive season fast approaching, less than a month to go until Christmas, South Africa's hospitality sector is gearing up for record-breaking tourism numbers, and that's a good thing. International arrivals have surged, and local hotel chains already seeing steady recovery post the pandemic. But beyond the holiday buzz, I'm wondering if this is maybe not a good time for investors to start thinking about tapping into the sector's long-term growth potential. And joining me now to explore this turnaround in the industry and where the opportunities are, I'm in conversation with Varshan Maharaj, who's a portfolio manager at Allen Gray. Varshan, good evening to you. And no doubt the hospitality sector is showing signs of recovery. But I guess the question is, do you think it's sustainable or just a short-term rebound?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you. And that's a great question. So maybe I'll start with a bit of a high level. When we consider the hotel industry, we know that's an industry that moves in cycles, and it all depends when supply enters and leaves the market. So historically, whenever supply has entered the market, that means new hotels have been built. We've seen occupancies and room rates decline, and that leads to lower hotel profits. And during this time, those hotels which have a lot of debt sort of go into stress, and sort of more savvy hotel owners are able to buy those hotels on the cheap. And then subsequently, we find as demand grows and catches up to supply, we see occupancies and room rates and profits tick up. And eventually, you get to the point where profits are very high and the industry looks very attractive. And again, new supply comes to the market and the cycle repeats itself. So when we look at the market currently, Southern Sun reported results last week. They are about a 59% occupancy, and that occupancy number has been ticking up nicely over the last few years. So we think we are in the upcycle, and we see a few good years remaining in the hotel industry.
But Varshan, risks still remain. So if you look at Southern Sun, good set of numbers. City Lodge's numbers were also not too bad. They are still recovering, though. Why are you suggesting that there are still compelling investment opportunities, given that the sector is still in an early phase of its growth trajectory?
So I'll perhaps frame how we see the value and then comment on the risks. So I'll speak about Southern Sun because they've just reported numbers. So for the first half of the year, they earned adjusted earnings of 25 cents per share. And we know that with Southern Sun, their seasonality of profits between the first half and second half is generally one-third versus two-third. So for the full year F2025, we would expect 75 cents per share per earnings. And if one puts that on a 12 times multiple, you get to 900 cents per share, which is a bit above where the share currently trades. And bear in mind, that's at an occupancy of 59%, which is below the long-term average, which is closer to 63 to 65%. So we do see further upside from occupancies increasing, as well as room rates increasing, which are at very low levels. And another perspective of considering the value of the business is we look at the enterprise value per room. So the enterprise value considers the market cap, the net debt, and the stake of minorities in the businesses. And with Southern Sun, for example, it's currently trading at R1 million or so enterprise value per room, which is less than half of the replacement cost. So again, we see tremendous value. And the numbers are similar for City Lodge. City Lodge is on about 12 times forward next year's earnings, and it also trades at about 50% of its replacement cost. And in terms of risks to the industry, even though Southern Sun and City Lodge have presented much better results over the last period, they still rely on GDP growth going forward for us to get those occupancies and room rates continuing to tick up. And as I mentioned earlier, investors should keep an eye on new supply entering the market. So there isn't much new supply in the pipeline as far as we can see. And to build a hotel generally takes two or more years. So we think there's still a good few years left for the hotel businesses.
So Varshan, let's move on. And something which is also interesting as far as the hospitality space is concerned is this thing called annual recurring revenue, which is below international standards. Are there structural changes within the sector for the local market to close this gap and make investment perhaps more attractive?
I'm not that familiar with annual recurring revenue as defined in that sense. But within the hotel industry, there are companies which do have high levels of recurring revenue. And examples with that of that would be companies such as Marriott and Hilton, which are listed in the US. So these companies don't own any of the hotels themselves. 99% of their hotels are franchised, where the hotels are owned by a third party, and Hilton and Marriott manage these businesses, and they let the hotel owners use their IT and other systems for the service. So Marriott and Hilton have a very high degree of recurring revenue. Those are very capital-light businesses, and they have been able to grow their business in a much less cyclical manner because they continue to roll out new hotels, which are in their system, which are funded by third-party owners. And we found that over time, they've managed to grow their earnings at about 10% or more in US dollars. And they have a very sort of standardized formula of doing that. So every year, they would expect to grow their number of rooms by mid-single digits. And those rooms, the revenue generated by them also grow at low single digits. And they do share buybacks every year. And they do have quite a decent level of operating leverage. So when we add up all of those factors together, those businesses have managed to grow their earnings in US dollars at 10% per annum or more. And we think there's a long runway left in those businesses to continue to do that for a decade or more. So those are examples of businesses that have a high degree of recurring revenue and we think are very valuable businesses and very good investment opportunities.
So it's interesting because it's low risk and with it comes a degree of high reward. So I'm wondering if South African hotel chains should think about adopting a similar strategy to boost profitability.
Unfortunately, at the scale of a Southern Sun or a City Lodge, to do asset-light management-only business wouldn't make sense. You sort of need to be well into the millions hotel rooms for that strategy to work. Something like a Booking.com also, which is an online travel agent, has a very large scale, and they are able to serve that platform function in the market, whereas something like a Southern Sun, for example, has 17,000 hotel rooms, while still very large, is not at the scale yet where it could pursue that strategy.
And just a final one then, if we've piqued people's interest in investing in the hotel and hospitality space, do you recommend starting locally or looking at opportunities with international players?
So in my view, all good investing is value investing. So as long as you're buying something for less than it's worth, I consider that to be value investing. And you could go for the South African hotel owners, which trade on very low multiples. If you're sort of a deep value investor, that may be more your taste. Whereas companies such as Marriott and Hilton, those are very fast-growing businesses, but they also trade on much higher multiples. And even though they do trade on higher multiples, we think that they deserve an even higher justified multiple. So something like a Marriott, for example, if I look at their financial year F2024 expected earnings, it's on about 31 times those earnings. So if you convert that into an earnings yield, that's a 3% earnings yield. And if you expect that they could grow earnings at 10% or more per annum for a long period of time, if we add the 3 to the 10, we get an expected TRR in dollars of about 13% per annum, which is very good considering that U.S. interest rates are currently at about 5%. And there aren't many businesses offering you those sort of prospective returns in the low teens in dollars. So I think it's still very attractive at this point.
And I'm going to thank you for your time tonight, Vashan Maharaj, Portfolio Manager at Allen Gray. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.